welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Good day, Mark. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing?
Good. I hope you had a good breakfast, because we are going to talk about one component that may have been a part of it. According to my family, there is nothing closer to a perfect food than an egg. It's easy to cook. It's affordable. It's packed with protein, but it's a little bit controversial due to its high cholesterol content. One egg contains about 190 milligrams of cholesterol, which is half of what the U.S. daily guidelines recommend. There is some research linking consumption of cholesterol to an increased risk of cardiovascular disease, but whether you can consume that cholesterol and have the increase in cardiovascular disease is not crystal clear. As a result of this, the U.S. dietary guidelines no longer have a cholesterol restriction, and emphasis has moved from cholesterol to saturated fats. So the question is, does this mean that eggs, rather than being an ideal food, might actually cause us some harm? You found a poem that looks a little bit at this. It's published in the American Journal of Medicine 2020. It starts on page 76. And it's helping us to answer the question, is the consumption of eggs associated with an increased risk of cardiovascular disease? What is the news, Mark?
Yeah, so one of my pandemic projects, in addition to learning how to fix window screens and toilets, has been learning how to poach eggs. And so a poached egg on a crispy English muffin in the morning was my favorite breakfast. So this is a really exciting study. And the authors searched, I'm here all week, don't forget to tip your waiter.
Yeah.
These authors searched five databases, including the Cochrane Library. They found 23 observational studies. Obviously, no randomized trials on this. This is all observational data. Over 1 million patients with average follow-up of 12 years. They did a good quality systematic review, and they found that the quality was moderate to high using something. I think they used the Moose scale, which is a way of evaluating the quality of observational studies. And overall, there was no association between egg consumption and increased risk of cardiovascular disease events. Though there was significant heterogeneity between studies. Compared with eating 0 or 1 eggs per day, eating more than 1 egg a day on average was associated with a significantly decreased risk of coronary disease. Hazard ratio was 0.89. It was statistically significant, and there was no heterogeneity for that most important outcome. On the other hand, when they looked at stroke, there was moderate heterogeneity and no reduction in the risk of stroke. So overall, a really excellent study and another medical myth that's cracked. Overall, egg consumption is not associated with the occurrence of cardiovascular events over an average of 12 years. In fact, eating more than an egg a day was associated with decreased likelihood of coronary disease. Now, whenever we have observational data, there's the potential for unmeasured confounding. It may be that the decision to eat eggs, just as in older studies, the decision to take vitamin E or the decision to use hormone replacement is associated with other healthier habits. Now, I'm not sure that you can make a strong argument that people who eat eggs are generally health nuts, but maybe that's the case. So it could be an association rather than causal.
Yeah. Having covered this for, more than 20 years, the sort of on again, off again egg health risks, I am aware that some of the public relations and some of the funding comes from the American Egg Board or something that sounds like that. That's the industry group. And so obviously they've got a big stake in making sure that we eat eggs. Do you think that influences any of these studies, Mark?
Well, I'm sure some of these studies were funded by Big Egg or, by industry. And so that's, if the underlying study data are biased, then, it's potential that the results of the systematic review are biased. And they didn't report on publication bias. So that's another potential issue. I think the takeaway is that I doubt that eggs are harmful. I'm a bit skeptical that they're super helpful. I think they're just fine. If you like eggs, eat eggs. If you don't like eggs, don't start eating it, you know, because of this study.
I mean, my kids who are all on these health kicks eat a lot of eggs.
Well, I love hard-boiled eggs sliced up on a crusty sourdough. I make my own homemade egg salad. Yeah, I'm a big egg fan. So I was very happy to see this. And my wife hates eggs. She won't eat them, hasn't eaten them in 20 years, despises them. And I sent her the study. And of course, it changed. No minds were changed.
Right. It is one of those things that's ingrained in us. Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Enjoy your breakfast tomorrow morning, and we'll talk again in a week. Bye-bye.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.